whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Today, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studio here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. By the way, this is downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, for those of you who didn't know there was a downtown. We welcome a representative from Washington Trust Wealth Management, and Andy McNamara is here. Welcome, Andy. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Andy is a relatively new employee with Washington Trust Wealth Management, right? Just a few months now.
A few months. I started in July of this summer, yes.
And but other than that, we're going to tell you everything you wanted to know about wealth management. Anyone listening to the program is guaranteed to be a millionaire, I think is the way it works. Or, well, maybe not, but...
Probably not.
Probably
we don't make guarantees.
Not. No guarantees, all right? That's one of the first things you find out about being a fiduciary, right? No guarantees.
No guarantees.
All right. Well, Washington Trust obviously is a very familiar name to people that are in our listening area. They've been around a long time, and they're a very well-established company, as people have a lot of respect for Washington Trust. And I know that years ago, the only bank on Block Island was Washington Trust. So that's where our signal comes from, Block Island, Rhode Island. Andy, you probably didn't know that.
I did not know that.
But so Washington Trust has been around a long time. But the wealth management division, is this something that's relatively new or...
It's been around for about a century, so no,
oh,
not really.
Oh, the wealth management part, yeah.
Yeah, they've been providing wealth management services, investment management, trust services for a very long time, yes.
Okay, all right, well, that's great. I thought that this was kind of something new, but it's just you that's new.
Just me.
In guiding this program. Well, since you are new, a lot of people in our listening area might not be familiar with you. Let's start from the beginning. You went to school in Rhode Island? You lived in Rhode Island your whole life, or you're an outsider?
I am an outsider. I'm actually from Massachusetts, but not too far from Rhode Island, and I grew up there, and I've been there my whole life.
What part of Massachusetts was that?
Westwood.
Okay.
So not too far, right by 95, so yeah. Pretty quick to get to Rhode Island from
All right,
there.
So you kind of count. You know, Massachusetts and nearby Connecticut, that's all good. That's all good. And went to school there and then off to college and did you study finance in college?
I didn't. I actually studied political science.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that I saw by your bio was at Boston University.
I did my undergrad at Framingham State.
Okay.
In Massachusetts. And then I did my certificate of financial planning at Boston University.
All right. Well, many, many years ago, long before you were born, I went to Boston University. I lived right on Commonwealth Avenue, right across from the chapel. So
you're
probably familiar with that area. But it's a great school and it's a great thing. And that prepared you for a career in what you're doing now, or have you just started this with this new position? Were you doing something else?
No, I've been in this business for quite a while. I started out in the retirement plan side of it at Putnam Investments. And then from there, I worked for AIG, which is a big insurance company. At that point, I decided that I wanted to go more into wealth management, and this was quite a long time ago. So I started working for a very small fee-only registered investment advisor, which is a really small, just investment management financial planning firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really been in that world ever since. So I started out at some big companies, and then ended up at some smaller firms.
Right. And now at Washington Trust. By the way, if you're interested, Washington Trust website, you can look it up. It's very easy to remember. It's WASH, W-A-S-H, Trust, Wealth.com. So if you're interested in this part of a Washington Trust company, washtrustwealth.com, and there's an 800 number you can call if you'd like further information after some of the things we talk about, and you're saying, "Ooh, I want to get more about that." You can call 800-788-4578, and If you call before midnight tonight, you'll get an 8x10 glossy of Andy. Well, maybe not, but we'll try to get him to call anyway. So let's get into wealth management. This is a term which is, you know, a lot of people talk about on television and radio commercials, and you see the various ads about what you should be doing with your money. And I remember when I was young, my parents and my, you know, aunts and uncles, they put money in the bank and they got their interest in their savings account. And that was the extent of what used to be done. Things have changed dramatically. And now yeah. you can have 401ks and IRAs and you can have all kinds of things. How do you start with a client that doesn't know what to do?
Really, it's with conversations. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the big things that we do is help people get organized. And I think that's part of the unsure of what to do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But they just, you know, I've been getting a weekly paycheck for a long time, yeah. but what do I do now?
Right. And people are overwhelmed, and especially at different stages of their lives. One of the most overwhelming is probably whether or not they're thinking about retiring soon. So the most important part is just sitting down and speaking with my client. So having really good conversations that are very engaging. If they're a couple or a family, we want as many members there as we can get at the same time. So we make sure
we
cover everything.
You do want as many as possible.
Whatever the client is comfortable with. If it's a married couple, then definitely both partners should be there together. We really encourage that, even though in this day and age, most families divide and conquer. So someone usually pays the bills. Someone usually takes the yeah. kids or shops or cooks or whatever. But for this, I think it's really important to pull everybody together if we possibly can.
Yeah, it's always great that everyone is of at least starts on the same frame of mind, right?
Yes, and because we want to know where we're going, right? So if part of financial planning is setting up goals and figuring out where you want to go, you really need as many people that are going to be impacted by it as possible in the room. So usually that's a couple.
Right. And so once they decide what their goals are, then you'd help them outline all of that?
Yeah, it's a bigger process than that. So really sitting down with them, having those conversations, facilitating those conversations to help them decide what their goals are. A lot of times most people don't even sit down and have these conversations until, you know, something is imminent. So they need to make a decision tomorrow about, you know, whether they need to roll over an IRA or take a distribution or exercise some stock options or some kind of tax question. So usually it's kind of like people wait until they're in a crisis point and then all of a sudden they have to start having these conversations that they should have been having earlier. So what we want to do is get ahead of that, get the people in the room together, get a couple in the room together, sit down and have all these great conversations so that we can make a plan for when these things do come up. They know exactly what they need to do, the decisions they need to make that support the short-term and the long-term goals that they've set up.
And it's funny, you know, you look back on, I remember when I was in my 30s, I didn't need any financial planning. I was going to, you know, everything was rolling along. Well, all of a sudden I'm not in my 30s anymore or 40s or 50s. And now it's like, well, maybe it's too late for me. Do you get people that feel that way?
Yes. Yes. But it never is, because there's always things that, you know, we can do. There's short-term things, there's long-term things, and we can just make sure everything gets aligned. I mean, one of the biggest things you talked about was like that overwhelmed feeling. So helping mm-hmm. people get organized. So they, as you go through your life, you're probably accumulating retirement accounts as you go along, and they may still be wherever they were. So you might have something at, you know, Vanguard or Fidelity, an IRA over here, a 401k left behind somewhere, a 403b. So we start by pulling all of that together and really helping you get organized.
You just used a term I think I've never heard before, 403b.
Oh, sorry. So that's the version of a 401k for not-for-profits. So if you worked at a hospital, you'd have a 403b, probably if it was a public, not a private hospital. If you were a teacher, you would have a 403b.
Okay.
If you worked in a government, you would have a 457. So there are different types of plans, but they're essentially the same as a 401k that most people are familiar with.
Right. Okay. So there you go. See, that's why I do this show. I always learn something new and have people to know what they're talking about on here. This isn't something that has to be like filling out your last will and testament, right? This can be interesting. It can
yes.
be... You can show a little aggressiveness if you'd like to and have some fun with it, right?
Yeah, we want the process to be engaging and fun. And I don't use long questionnaires. We never send out, you know, a big long questionnaire that you're going to fill out because we want to hear this information firsthand, conversationally, so we can, you know, have these conversations where we're really figuring out where you want to go. And that has to happen two ways, right? So as you're talking to us, we're asking questions. And you're really kind of clarifying and possibly working through all this stuff for the first time you've ever really thought about it, too.
Right.
So no long questionnaires. We want to be in person if we can, or over Zoom or whatever medium we're using these days. But really making it conversational and engaging and fun.
So that's an interesting thought that probably wouldn't have been talked about years ago, but since the pandemic, Zoom is a familiar term to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that someone could make an appointment with you and not have to leave the house?
Yes. Yeah, we do that all the time.
All mm-hmm. right. So that's I would think that's a big advantage over what it used to be. Oh, I don't want to get down there. I have to wait in an office and read old magazines and, you know, things like that. But you can have an appointment on Zoom and take care of things that way. That's very interesting.
It is. And it's nice to, you know, to have that medium where you're able to see people and see their reactions when you say something. Especially if you're talking about finances, you can see if somebody's maybe getting confused. I would pick up that maybe you didn't know what a 403B was by
right.
looking at you. You know, if I was over the phone, I may not pick that up. So.
Right. Well, I think I know when I'm on Zoom and I'm involved with meetings, I kind of insist as much as I can that people leave the camera on so that we can see the facial expressions and the body language of what's going on. I think that's very important.
It is important, especially when you're talking to a couple.
Right.
You know, there may be, you know, one person may be talking, but you'll be able to see what the other person is thinking at the same time.
I just put my hand on my forehead and rolled my eyes, right? Right. I know how that goes. The body language is very important mm-hmm. in those kind of meetings. All right. Well, we haven't gotten very many specifics yet, but we will do that after we take a short break. We'll talk to Andy Moore about some of the programs offered at Washington Trust Wealth Management. And now we'll take that break. Company Break is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano. Very happy to be sitting with Andy McNamara, who is a financial planner at Washington Trust Wealth Management. And as most of our listeners know, Washington Trust, a long-established organization that has been giving great service to our area for many, many years. And Andy, you're relatively new with the company, as we established in that first segment, but with a lot of financial experience. And I think one of the things that intimidates people is they'll sometimes find a financial planner or someone in finances, and they'll give them a stack of papers with little tabs on it that says sign here, sign here, sign there, and they have no idea what they're doing or what they've signed. I know people have go through that all the time with attorneys and mm-hmm. things that are legal in nature. You try not to do that, right?
We do, right. So with our financial plan, as you mentioned, a lot of times a financial plan will just be a kind of considered like a product. So a delivered stack of papers or a binder that's filled with, you know, all sorts of information, numbers, spreadsheets. We don't hand a product like that for our financial plan. Our financial plan actually takes place over 4, 5, 6 different in-person meetings, an in-person or Zoom. So instead of handing you that document and saying, okay, yes, you're going to be able to retire at 67 with X amount of dollars, we'll really break it down. We slow down that conversation a lot. So I started by saying, you know, we want to talk to you and talk about your family and your goals. We'll do the current position, so we'll see where you stand today. We'll get all of those accounts that you've been accumulating throughout your life together. We'll figure out, you know, what kind of accounts those are. We'll do some tax planning. We'll be in touch with your CPA if you need us to. The good thing about that is that we can get in touch with your CPA before it's too late. So most of the time you go to your CPA in, say, February, March, April, and you tell them what happened last year. And if there was a tax planning opportunity, it's usually too late to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can bring that into the current year, we'll know beforehand if there is an opportunity. We'll get in touch with your CPA or your tax preparer before it's too late, while there's still time to take action. Usually, you know, October, November, December of this year, we would start talking about, you know, if there was an opportunity, how could we take advantage of that with your tax preparer. So we'll also be in touch with estate planning attorneys if that's necessary. We do have estate planning attorneys on staff. We don't prepare documents, but, you know, we are certainly happy to help you have those conversations with your attorney and review your documents for you. So the whole thing happens conversationally. So we'll have the current position, we'll have the goals planning, we'll look at your insurances. We don't sell insurance, but certainly as a part of an overall financial plan, we'll review life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care insurance, and make sure you are covered in case anything bad happens there. So again, we don't sell it, but we can make recommendations and help you figure out what's an appropriate amount of insurance to have.
Now, I'm sure there are people listening that think that this isn't aimed at them, that, oh, I don't have any money, I don't have anything of value. And if you sit back and you start to put a pencil to it and you find out that, well, of course I own my house, mm-hmm. and, oh, yeah, we have a boat, and oh, yeah, we have that vacation home up right. in New Hampshire, and we have this and we have that, and they don't think that there's enough money there to manage, but there usually is, right, for a vast majority of people.
There is, and a lot of times it's in the form of retirement plans. So if people spend their whole life stashing money in their 401k or their 403b or IRAs, then that usually accumulates. And if you've got accounts scattered all over the place, you may not realize when you pull it all together just how valuable those really are. But it's an important exercise to go through to pull them all together, to understand where you stand today, and to be able to make plans for how that turns into income in your retirement.
Right, and that involves estate planning, and that involves all kinds of things you might want to leave as a legacy, right?
Yes, yeah, we have some great conversations with people about their legacy planning and, you know, to make sure that the documents that they have in place, if they have them in place, really achieve what they're trying to accomplish. So we'll help them with visualizing what that looks like after your death to make sure that the things you wanted to happen will actually happen.
So specifically when planning these kind of things, I know that you and I were talking during the break, there are some things that might be, you know, turnoffs for people because they, you know, they're just thinking, oh, I don't need to know about that. I don't want to know about that. I just get me the money. And but there are specific things, you know, when you mention the IRAs or you talk about what is a Roth or things like that that you can help people with, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll walk through all different types of accounts, what they are, what the tax character. So meaning, you know, do you pay tax now or pay tax later? You mentioned a Roth IRA. That's a really important planning tool. You pay tax when you put the money in, and then when you retire and you take money out, it comes out tax-free. A lot of times when people first retire, they have maybe a few consecutive years where their income is very low. So maybe they haven't started Social Security, they haven't started taking any distributions from their IRAs. That's probably an opportunity to do some Roth conversion planning. So we would model out what your income is going to look like for those first few years and work with your CPA to see if there's an opportunity to switch some money at very low tax brackets into the Roth instead of from a traditional IRA where you would pay tax on that.
Okay, and there's lots of other, you know, lots of names and lots of abbreviations and things like that that could be intimidating to the normal person that doesn't deal with it every day like you do. So it's a great idea to find someone like you, sit down, and Washington Trust obviously is a great place to do that. And we've mentioned a couple times, or you've mentioned that it should be engaging and fun conversation.
I'm
trying to stress that this is not like, you know, you're picking out your casket.
No, it really is an engaging and fun process because the software, we have a couple of different software programs that we use live in the meeting. So what we'll do is we'll do some data gathering before we meet. You know, we'll have your tax return, your account statements. We'll have had a few conversations about where you stand today and where you want to go. But then we pull up that software, and it's really engaging because we get to do some what-if planning live in the meeting. So if we loaded all your information in there and the plan looks really good, so we're using a probability analysis to say how likely it is that you'll be able to do the things that you want to do. And if it looks like it's very likely, then we can play around with that where people say, well, what if I, you know, start gifting to my children or what if I make charitable donations to, you know, my favorite charity or organization? What if I make more of those? So we can see at different gifting levels or different giving levels how that impacts your plan. Sometimes people say, well, what if I buy a house in Florida and we go, you know, south for a few months? What does that look like? We can build that into the plan and see that. We also include some bad things happening. So, you know, I've sat across a table from probably hundreds or thousands of retirees, and sometimes they'll come in and say, my car broke, I wasn't expecting that expense, or I have a big dental bill that I wasn't expecting, or my roof needs to be replaced. Maybe I shouldn't do the things, you know, maybe they'll say, maybe I should cancel my trip. And we say, nope, we planned that. We talked about this potentially happening. It's built into your plan. Just go enjoy your retirement and live your life. And that's ultimately where we want people to be. So kind of expecting the unexpected things as well, accounting for those before they happen.
Now, one of the things you've said several times in the last couple minutes of conversation was we. We means that it's not just you at Washington Trust, right?
It's not just me.
They're of the, you know, a couple hundred thousand people that are in the listening area to this program. They won't all necessarily be talking to you. There's a team involved.
There is a team, and we've got a really, really strong team of very experienced portfolio managers. We've got trust officers who administer trusts. We've got financial planners that do the financial planning. We've got some estate planning people that have done a lot of estate planning in their careers, so really understand all the legal documents and everything. So we have a really deep bench, which is unusual. For me, I've never worked at a place that had such a variety of talented people, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, that's a cool thing to be excited about where you work. That's a very cool thing. Now, you know, some people might say, well, I did this 5 years ago. I did this 10 years ago. I'm done now. That's not a good thing, right?
No. We consider our plans to be evergreen. So they're always changing. And we update our plans usually annually with clients or more frequently. If you're about to retire or a brand new retiree, we might be talking to you a little bit more often until you're fully, fully comfortable with your income stream, with your expenses, and just, you know, with how your retirement is going. But it is something that should be visited regularly because we want to make sure if something is going off the track, we get it back on as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's some one of those things where sometimes people just kind of put it on the shelf and don't think about it anymore, but that's not a good idea. So stay in touch.
It's very much one of those things.
Has the pandemic changed most people's thinking, or have you found that the pandemic has any impact on this at all?
It has. So we got a lot more calls about people that were considering retiring and probably close to retirement, so maybe people in there early 60s that thought they'd retire, you know, 5, 6, 7 years down the road. And they're thinking, maybe I just don't want to go back to the office. You know, can I retire? So we've, run that plan to see what it looks like without any more income, with portfolio distributions turning on or sooner than they thought, and really just exploring what that looks like.
You know, I guess I'd be curious as to what's the number one area for individuals? In other words, where do they feel the most unplanned part of their finances are?
So the biggest stress point for someone that's about to retire is switching from saving mode to spending mode. Right? So you've spent your entire life, maybe 30, 40, 50 years just accumulating money and saving it. And now all of a sudden we have to flip that switch and turn it on to an income stream and have you start spending it. That can be really stressful for people. And a lot of people have a very hard time being comfortable spending the money.
Mm-hmm. I heard one financial planner one time say, once you retire, every day is Saturday. And I thought that was a great way to look at things, where people in the past are used to, if they were working a 9-to-5 type of position, and they had their weekends and they always relaxed on a Saturday and then did something they wanted to do and spent the money that they'd spent the week earning. And then that's kind of what retirement is, right?
Well, that's, I hope so. That's really an important thing to think about. And when we have those extensive goals conversations, we really want our clients to visualize what that looks like when they're retired and they're not going to work every single day. We do an exercise called Expectations and Concerns, where we walk through all the different things that you should be thinking about your retirement, whether you want to travel or volunteer or, you know, donate to charities. What are you going to do to fill that time? And if it's a couple, are you both going to be okay to be home at the same time?
Together.
You know, really, yeah, I've initiated some very uncomfortable conversations. And I've consider myself really lucky to have been able to be involved in them because it's really fun. Sometimes people surprise each other with what they say. Mm-hmm. A couple can be married for 40 years and, you know, someone will say something and the other person says, I never knew you thought that, because they've never had that opportunity to sit down and have these discussions. So it's really fun. And it's really rewarding for us as financial planners to be able to help people like this.
All right. Well, we have just a couple minutes left, and one of the things I wanted to ask you was, what information should they be bringing to you if they mm-hmm. spend some time gathering this up before they make the phone call or the email?
So no, not before the phone call for sure, because I think everything really starts with the conversation and you know, what we want to happen. So you probably expect me to say tax returns or statements, and those will come eventually, but that's really not the most important part of what we're doing and what we want to hear about from you. We want that conversation where you tell us what's important to you, what's important to your family, what you want your retirement to be like, what you want your legacy to be like. And then from there, we'll start asking for the documents and get into the technical nitty-gritty of the planning.
Well, the most important thing is talking, right?
Yes, and listening.
And I think a lot of people that are listening right now are saying, "Whoa, I want to talk to Andy. I don't want to talk to anybody else." You do have an email that people can contact you at, right?
Yes, it's A.K. McNamara, and that's McNamara at washtrust.com.
All right. So drop her an email if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way and call the Washington Trust number. I'm sure they can track her down. It's an 800 number. It's 800-788-4578. And if you want to look at the website, it's washtrustwealth.com. Andy, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. It seems like we could have gone on for quite a while with all the things that you're involved with and all the facets of financial planning. But it was great to meet you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. It was nice to meet you, too.
All right, great. So check out Washington Trust and the Wealth Management Division. Don't let it just linger. Get it done. Hope to see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.